This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protests over the NEET issue. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, presiding officer Dilip Saikia took up the Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passage. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai moved the bill amid opposition uproar. The bill was passed in the House amid ruckus without any discussion. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju criticised the opposition for not participating in the discussion. He said the time for discussion was already cleared in the Business Advisory Committee. After passing the bill, the House was adjourned for the day due to opposition uproar. The House will again meet on the 3rd of August at 11 a.m. When the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 a.m, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan took up the zero hour. Several members raised issues of urgent importance. However, the opposition members began protest with sloganeering, pressing for their demands. As the pandemonium continued, the chairman adjourned the House till Monday. The government has said it is sensitizing other countries on an ongoing basis on the issue of cross-border terrorism emanating from Pakistan during various high-level and other official visits. In a written reply in Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said the government has also set up joint working groups on counter-terrorism with 31 countries and 6 multilateral groupings where such issues are regularly taken up. The minister said several countries have called upon Pakistan to not allow its territory to be used for terrorism in any manner. BJP MPs from Jharkhand today staged a protest in front of the Mahatma Gandhi statue at Parliament premises, demanding a CBI investigation into the alleged JPSC paper leak. Union Minister for Women and Child Development and BJP MP from Koderma, Annapurna Devi, alleged that multiple paper leak incidents, including the JPSC paper leak, have been reported in Jharkhand under the JMM-led government. Talking to Akashvani News, the minister said the youth of Jharkhand have been protesting over the issue. Union Minister of State for Defence and Lok Sabha MP from Ranchi, Sanjay Seth, accused the JMM-led state government of resorting to eyewash by ordering a CID inquiry into the matter. Family members of Delhi police personnel injured during the protest at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi have alleged that police officers were deliberately targeted during the demonstration. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, they claimed that personnel deployed on the front line were surrounded, pelted with stones, and physically assaulted by violent elements in the crowd. The family members also claimed several police personnel sustained serious injuries during the incident. They urged authorities to ensure strict action against those responsible for the alleged attacks and called for greater protection for police personnel deployed during public demonstrations. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the Global Drug Regulatory Conclave 2026 will strengthen international cooperation and reinforce India's position as a global pharmaceutical innovation hub. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the two-day conclave, which commenced at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, is India's flagship international forum on pharmaceutical regulatory cooperation and convergence. The event has brought together heads and senior officials of national drug regulatory authorities across the world. Protests continued in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir following a brutal crackdown by Pakistani security forces on civilians earlier this week, which left more than 40 people dead. Local authorities in the occupied region have now begun targeting women protesters demanding basic rights. Pakistani security forces opened fire on women demonstrators gathered in large numbers in Rawalpindi and Mirpur, where they were raising slogans against the crackdown. At the Commonwealth Games, Indian weightlifter Lovepreet Singh won a silver medal in the men's 110-kilogram category, while Seema Kaliramna bagged a bronze medal in women's discus throw at Glasgow last night. Benchmark equity indices were trading with modest gains in the afternoon session today. The Sensex rose 233 points to 78,161 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.